Hello, this is episode 4, Hate Something, Change Something. If you're joining us for the first time, this is basically a show about changing the way business is done, how to be successful in business and marketing, and not putting up with bad behavior, not putting up with poor excuses. We want to control our destiny. Not going to sell you anything. We're just going to talk about practical ways of being successful in business. For those of you joining me again, I really appreciate it. Thanks. My name is Roland. Let's get in. Today, I want to talk about two things: giving customers what they really want and finding out what customers really want. First, let's quickly give some props to a couple of people who left feedback on previous episodes. Pete from greatcircle.com.au. When I saw the title, I thought, WTF. He was talking about run your business like Gordon Ramsay. Can't stand Ramsay, but your ideas here certainly raise my respect for him and for you, Roland. This takes my thinking as a business owner in directions it hasn't gone before. Looking forward to the next episode. Thank you, Pete. I really appreciate it. And guys, check his site out, greatcircle.com.au. He also has a great parenting blog called freakedoutfathers.com. Second comment comes from Wolf in Florida. Wolf, I know, is a VP and general manager at a major broadcast media firm down there. Outstanding form of expression from Roland, full of his trademark fiery, no BS personality. Great reality check and strong first episode. Hey, I really appreciate that, Wolf. Thanks so much. When you get a blog, let me know so I can go and give you a little link love. And the same thing goes for anybody out there. You know, if you want to go and get some promotion, free promotion on my site, definitely shoot me a comment. You can go and visit hatesomethingchangesomething.com and leave a comment on any of the blog posts that correspond with these podcast episodes. You can use the button on there to leave me a voicemail. You can send me something to feedback at hatesomethingchangesomething.com. But the point is, I'm giving you something. Why don't you give me something in return? Just give me a comment, you know, good or bad. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to go and filter anything out. If you disagree with what I'm saying, great, let's start a lively discussion. I'm not going to think you're an awful person if you don't agree with me. The whole point of this is I'm investing my time to share information and beliefs, and I would love to hear what works for you, what doesn't work for you. So come on, give me some feedback. Now, something else I talked about in a previous episode, this was episode 2. We talked about LinkedIn.com. Some of you, of course, know what LinkedIn is, but what I ended up doing in episode 2 was talking about why every business professional should have a LinkedIn account and how do you use that to the fullest advantage. It's not just about going and having like a place to, you know, acting like an address book. There's a ton of great information there, reconnecting with past colleagues, using it to get past the people you immediately know to reach somebody at a business that you may want to get an inroad to, use it for polling and surveying and mining information. There's so much potential there to establish your subject matter expertise and build a network of credible professionals that you can use and leverage over time. So since I published that episode, I ended up in two fairly large group meetings where we were talking about LinkedIn. The subject just suddenly came up, and doing a quick unofficial, you know, poll of the room. In each case, maybe about like 50% knew what LinkedIn was and said they had accounts, and maybe only like a quarter of that was actually power users, you know, as we just talked about. The other 50% in the room, easily no clue what it was. And, you know, I sort of took the lead in trying to give that quick explanation. And it was great. You just watch people's eyes light up. I mean, there was a couple of people who were just like, fervently, this is a big waste of time. But then, you know, it's like after I explained it to them, it's like how they could be using it, they certainly weren't using it that way. So that made them give second thought to, maybe there is some value. Maybe I should go back and take a look at this carefully. So I definitely recommend go back to episode 2 of Hate Something, Change Something. Listen to what I talked about with LinkedIn.com if you're not using it, and some of the reasons why you should really check that out. Now, on to today's first topic. Running your business like Gordon Ramsay, part 4, giving customers what they want. I highly encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Hate Something, Change Something, because I really think it's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time doing this, and whether you love listening to Gordon Ramsay rant and rave or you hate it, it doesn't matter, because there's lots of great business advice that's coming out, and you should always listen to successful people, regardless if you agree with them or not. But one of the clear things he does whenever he goes to a new restaurant and checks it out, he's trying to figure out is the staff, the owners, the business entirely giving customers what they want? You say you're a restaurant, you say you're a seafood restaurant, but are you giving your customers fresh seafood? Or are you giving them frozen crap? You know, you say that you're an upscale restaurant, but maybe your menu doesn't reflect that at all. Maybe you're saying that you're trying to cater to, you know, a lunch crowd, yet everything on the menu is just like unreasonably priced for somebody who wants to get in, get out real fast, cheap, easy. You really need to think about it and step back for a second. Maybe you've just become so, you know, got that tunnel vision going of what you want to offer, and you're forgetting about what do your customers want. Your stubborn attitude could be the reason why your sales are down, why you got no traffic in the door or to your website. You know, are your customers and potential customers happy? Have you ever surveyed them? Do you ever use customer comment cards when you have them on your establishment? Or do you ever reach out to them with an online survey? Or do you ever mail them? Or do you ever have your sales folks or support folks ever proactively call them to solicit opinions? One of the great things you watch Ramsay do is like he'll go out on the street and literally ask people in the neighborhood, what do they think? You know, he'll just stop people on the streets. Hey, you ever go to this restaurant? What do you, yes, no, you know, why wouldn't you go there? Or if they had, what did you think about it? Would you go there again? Why not? You know, and you find all sorts of interesting things. Food's not good. Seems overpriced. It seems stuffy. Don't like the service. There's tons of things that you can learn just by talking to your customers. Don't be afraid of them. They are your greatest asset. It is harder to get new customers than it is to maintain existing customers. So think about these criticisms and how what you're going to learn. Criticism is probably going to be functional. You know, something doesn't work right. Something needs improvement. Something is out of date. Aesthetic, you know, maybe it's ugly. Maybe it just doesn't satisfy. Maybe it's not customizable enough. Cost, are you overpriced? Are you underpriced? You know, you never know. Or is the cost structure so convoluted? Maybe it's not fair and consistent that, you know, customer A and customer B will not pay the same price for the same service. What's the value and return on investment? What do they perceive it to be? And, you know, whether or not it's factual or just their perception, it's important to find out. Maybe they don't think they're getting good value for the service and they don't have enough information to understand why it truly is. What about the quality? Is the quality really suffering? How about the service? Or is there no service? Is there any support? Is there a lack of support? Now, I realize just, you know, throwing out some of these ideas of like, how are you going to go and survey your customers and get these answers? My marketing research colleagues will be like gagging on the simplicity of these suggestions. You know, a lot of times they're just, you know, the reaction is, oh no, we need to go and sit down and, you know, have a very, very formal methodology based approach to going and determining what your customers truly feel. And that's true when you have hundreds of thousands of customers, but if you're working on a much smaller level, maybe what you need to do is really just go down dirty, quick and cheaply in order to get some directional information. By no means is it going to be scientifically factual, but you need directional information to understand what are some of the problems you need to look at immediately. So let's look at topic two, finding out what your customers really want. So how do we go about and do this? There are great ways of handling this. It's most important, though, that regardless of the tactic, you need to ask the right questions. But quite frankly, that's a very long conversation and it's a topic for another time. My only suggestion would be don't overwhelm your customers with, you know, a survey with 100 questions on it or you know, asking them for lots of you know, written responses. Approach them simply. Ask them straightforward, meaningful questions. How do you feel about the service as you have it today? What would you like to see improved upon it? Is there anything you feel that doesn't work and needs immediate attention? You know, get some just very straightforward answers. Now, here's some great ways of going and get these answers. There's tons of free polling software online. Depending on what the sample size or, you know, the number of people that you're going to invite to participate, you can use some services for free, quite frankly. You know, you can go to a SurveyMonkey.com or a Zoomerang.com. They allow you up to 100 responses per survey for free. Other than that, then you pay like a subscription model on a monthly basis. Very cheap anyway if you wanted to go that route, but at least, you know, you have some options of just, you know, dabble in the waters. You could use LinkedIn.com. There's a survey feature in there. So if, you know, the people you wanted to reach out to happen to be in your contacts in LinkedIn, you can go that way. PollDaddy, PolladDaddy. That's another great way of just building very simple polls, customer polls. And you know the way to deliver this? Just send an email out to the folks that you have. I'd like you to participate in the survey. Your answers will be considered anonymous and used for the purpose of, you know, understanding how all our customers opinions are, and you know, we'd appreciate your participating so we can help improve our service and our products. Very simple. I'm guaranteed people will participate if you're taking interest in seeing what they're going, that what they're interested in or with how they feel about your product. They are going to share. If you're already using an email marketing service, maybe something like Vertical Response or Constant Contact, they have survey applications as well that you can build out and integrate into the emails that you're pushing to your prospects and customers. Another thing to do is, you know, if you're having difficulty with fielding your customer support inquiries, there's some popular paid services that you could use, like GetSatisfaction.com or Zendesk.com. Check those out, because maybe if you don't have the resources to field some answers, maybe you can get some help on a monthly basis, or at least some method of going and controlling how the information is being gathered and accepted. Anyway, I hope you found this useful. Definitely would appreciate your feedback. Let me know your thoughts. Agree, disagree. Visit hatesomethingchangesomething.com. Leave some comments in the show notes or send me an email, feedback@hatesomethingchangesomething.com. Or you can go on the website and use the button to go and record a voice message. Before we bail out of here, next episode in episode 5, we'll continue our Gordon Ramsay How to Run Your Business Like series. And the topic is going to be called Filling a Need. Meanwhile, I'd like to thank all our commentators, Pete, Wolf, and all those other folks out there who I have one-on-one conversations with. You know who you are. Music you're hearing right now is called Apple Chunk Guitar. It's by an artist named AJT. You can find this artist and other great musicians at the Podsafe Music Network. Finally, I'd like to shout out and thank Todd Cochran and the team at Blueberry Network, blubrry.com. You should check them out if you want to find other great shows, or even publish your own, or get some great web analytics for your podcast. Check out blueberry.com. That's it. Go shake things up a bit. Go make some noise.